So, over this last week, some of what's been coming to focus, last week Wednesday, we had the service that was so beautifully given with regards to bringing yourself, bringing your medicine, and taking responsibility for the fullness of the spectrum of who you are. And on Sunday, we went through the experience of the attunement workshop and people speaking about the activation of those spirits. And then on Monday, for those of you who are at FSE, some of what David was bringing in his presentation was the idea that we have lost touch with the fact that there is a love bomb available anytime we open ourselves to it. And I know that many times we feel unworthy, or we forget, or we have some kind of distraction, feeling like we don't have the answers, or we don't know what the next step is. And I received a note from my friend Howard Goodman, who lives in Cape Town, and he was quoting from this paper that Yolanda gave years ago called God's Assistant. And he said, Howard was referring to it, I don't know if it was Howard's interpretation or Yolanda's actual words, but it was about the fact that we have the opportunity to be assistant on this planet of bringing the Spirit of God, and also we have the opportunity to know that the people in our lives are serving in that capacity as well. So like when we in fact open ourselves for the possibility of receiving love pouring in because we've opened our hearts, because we have yielded to the possibility that that actually is a real thing, we open our hearts, we surrender, and we let it in, it will come through the people in our worlds as well as from the invisible, as well as from nature. But it will come. It does require us opening, surrendering, and saying, I'm ready. I am not only open, I'm asking. And there's something in my experience, and I suppose many of you have been exposed to this, that spiritual people think they shouldn't need anything. Does anybody else run into that with, you know, like I should, I've been given all this, you know, I don't need anything. And even the thought of asking is a sign of weakness or a sign of neediness, or I'm not spiritual enough, or I wouldn't have any needs. Having needs is a sign of weakness or separation. And I would say what I think about that, but it would end up being a curse. Cursing words like, we all need things. We all need each other. We need support. And so we're going to do a ceremony tonight. So what I'm going to ask each of you to do is think of an area in your life where you really could use a bomb of love. A place where you might be confused, where you just might be uncertain, a place where you need a push, a place where you feel like you just need to crack open and receive from the invisible, where you need to stop keeping at bay the solutions that are trying to come to you. I want you to just think of that. And we're going to do a ceremony, and whoever starts, we're going to go all around. Everyone's going to do this. When you're in the position where you know where it is, just say, I'm ready to receive. Or, okay. Some way in which you let this group of people know you're ready to receive the support from this group and the love from the invisible. And when you say you're ready, the people on either side of you will put their hand on your shoulder, and together we will say, we are here for you. That simple. And it doesn't have to, I don't want anybody explaining what the area is. It's not necessary. It's just the ceremony is to let this flow and let us have the experience together of how powerful it is to not only open our own hearts, but to let ourselves participate in delivering the love bomb to everybody by just saying, I am here for you. And if you want to change it to, I'm here for you in this, here I am, I'm with you. We don't have to say it all the same way, but if we do, that's fine. I am here for you. We can all say that together, or if that doesn't sit right in your mouth, find what does. Does that make sense? Does anybody have a question? Does anybody not have a need? I'll give you one of mine. So let's take a moment, a minute, close your eyes, and whenever anybody is ready, we'll start. We're going to go around the circle. And if it comes to your, if you're the next person, rather than saying pass, just find some way to say I'm ready or I will receive. And allow it to come, even if you feel you can't find a specific issue. I think we can all just open our hearts and receive it. Is that cool? If anybody doesn't feel they're ready, you can pass, and then we can come back to you if you are. Is that cool? Mm-hmm. So let's just take a minute in silence. And
I'm ready.
We are here for you.
I'm ready.
We are here for you.
I guess I'm ready.
We are here for you.
Celia, put your hand on his shoulder, and we'll do it again.
We are here for you.
With you.
I'm ready.
I am ready.
I really want you to call in. Like, let's not just do this because we're going around the circle. I want you to really pour your love to the person who's ready to receive.
I am willing and ready.
We are
ready.
I am ready.
We are here for you.
I surrender to the power of love.
We are here for you.
All right, I'm changing it one more time. I would like you to say their name.
I like that.
Hello. I am ready.
We are here for you.
I'm ready.
To receive.
I'm ready.
We are here for you, Jerry.
I am.
I am here for you, Jerry.
Here you go.
I'm ready.
We are here for you, Shanna.
I'm ready to receive.
We are here for you, Adam.
I'm ready.
We are here for you, JJ.
I am so ready and so needy.
We are here for you, Shanna.
I am ready to receive.
We are here for you, Lillian.
I'm ready.
We are here for you, Chris.
I am ready.
We are here for you, Josh.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
We are here.
ready.
We are here for you, Jesus.
I'm ready.
We are here for you, Jesus.
I'm ready.
We are here for you, Jesus.
I'd like you to just open your hands to receive in just a moment. And I'm just going to start a chant, and I'd like you to join me, and we'll just go till it feels complete. The love we have to give. We are ready to receive. We are hungry. Hungry to serve. So we're going to hear tonight from Jerry, Gary, and myself. Welcome, Jerry.
I'm sure we're all quite moved by the experience that we've just had. And we are really here for each other. I think that's one of the great beauties of living in a spiritual community such as we have here. We are really here for each other. We don't particularly need to see each other during the course of a day to really be here for each other. We're just enfolding, we're encompassing the other members of the community of throughout the day. And if we happen to see a person, then wow, double it. We get to bring even more blessing. We are, as Jane said, we are here to serve. We used to have a school here called the Servers Training School, training to be servers. And the essence of that service is to be here for one another, and not just for this community alone. We're here to serve all of humanity. We're here to bring that kind of a blessing. And I'm sure as we went around the room and each one of you thought of a particular issue, a particular problem, you could maybe relate that problem to what other people in the body of humanity were experiencing. And that's one of the great blessings of having a problem or an issue, because you know many other people in the body of humanity are experiencing that very same issue, that very same problem. And as you bring that love bomb into it, you bring that blessing, that attunement power into it, you are offering that blessing to all of those who are experiencing something similar in the whole body of humanity. That to me is really the essence of our service here. We experience the same issues, the same problems that people all over the world are experiencing. But we know how to come at them with that balm of love in a way that maybe other people are not quite able to do. We know the principles. We know how it works. We know that it comes through the pineal gland, it goes through the other glands, and these beautiful glands which contain these healing energies can move out in blessing to all humanity. And each gland is associated with a particular color. I was mentioning those colors in the men's meeting this last week. The pineal gland, of course, associated with the white light, the pure white light. And it, as it begins to come down and differentiate, it comes into the violet color. And then through the pituitary, the indigo, and through the thyroid, it becomes a lighter blue. And then we go through the various other glands, the thymus, green, and the islets of Langerhans, of course, the spirit of blessing, yellow, the adrenals, orange, and the new earth, red. I hope I got them all right. But anyway, maybe you were seeing colors as we went around this circle, some kind of color, some kind of energetic color that was moving through you, and that color perhaps relates to a particular circumstance, a particular issue, a particular problem, or a particular part of the body, whatever it may be. But there are healing colors that move through us in relation to everything that comes to us. And that's why it's such a blessing to be attuned to that endocrine system and the whole attunement process. And it's such a way of offering world service. It just opens up such great possibilities. And I think that's really what Yoranda had in mind when he developed the attunement process. I know he was thinking of it as healing process, to bring healing energy to the individual human body and whatever issue one might have physically or emotionally or mentally. But I think he was thinking primarily of using the attunement process as a way of bringing blessing, healing, that balm of love to the entire body of humanity, and allowing that healing current to go out in great blessing to that body. That to me is the essence of what we're here to do. And we get into the habit of letting that blessing just pour through us in everything that we do throughout the day. I mean, you see me going around touching trees as I walk around the ranch. I'm sure some of you have seen me. Well, I've named various trees. There's the locust tree right over there near Diana's house. And there's Diana's ash trees. And there's other trees that I've named. As I touch these trees, the spirit of blessing moves out to the trees and through the trees to the whole body of humanity. Because I think the trees are in large measure holding this body of humanity on the earth at this time. And there is such a critical need right now in the body of humanity. I don't know if any of you have been following the news, but right now, some of you may know that there were chemical weapons used against people in Syria. Our president, Donald Trump, is contemplating a response to Syria, probably in the form of some missiles or aircraft bombs. So can we let a healing energy go out to that particular issue, offering whatever it might take to maybe diffuse the process or to let it in some way be used to uplift the whole body of humanity? But everything that comes to us, whether it's world news or news in our own particular field, everything that comes to us offers an opportunity to let the very energy that we've been sharing in this circle move out in blessing to the larger body. Let me just say one thing in closing here. Dorian and I, and also Leanna, who joins us on Wednesday morning, we have what is called a radiant attunement session Wednesday morning and Friday morning from 8:30 to 9. We have a list of people, and people who have experienced various physical or emotional or other needs. Just by looking at a name on the list, we extend healing, radiant energy to those people. And I would invite anyone who ever has time at 8:30 on Friday and Wednesday morning to join us in doing that. It would be wonderful to have you. And one more thing, tomorrow we have a world blessing service in the sanctuary at 11 o'clock where we deliberately send blessings to the whole body of humanity for just 20 minutes. Surely you can take 20 minutes out of your work day to deliberately focus on healing the great needs that are present in that body. So with that, I'm sure I've said enough. Who is it, Gary, who is next here? All right.
Yeah. You guys all feel like love bombers? How many different ways are there to drop a love bomb on your world? I can think of a bunch. I know I practice a bunch of them. There's the smile bomb. The pat on the shoulder bomb, the high five bomb, across the room, look in the eye, love bomb, or the nothing at all, just pure secret service, loving radiation, multi-bomb. That means nobody knows. Loving it up. And nobody needs to know that you're dropping love bombs. It's not a big display. I want to be recognized for my bombing skills.
I get strange looks in traffic.
Please don't bomb while driving. But here's the thing. If love is this unlimited, ever-present source of all that is, creation, let's call it God. God is love. Something that exists in everything, everywhere, all the time. Well, it shouldn't be any problem to receive it, because there's no lack of it, right? But yet, one of the things I've learned, and I believe is a universal truth or principle, is that if you want more of anything, from your experience, start giving more of that thing to your experience, to your world. So when you become a love bomber, you're actually moving into the vibration of love and opening to a greater receptivity of all the love that's already there present. And you're generating more of that in your field and surrounding inside of your local field. Let's say Sunrise Ranch, our community. You know, as Jerry mentioned, there's a lot of other kind of bombing going on out in the world. Not necessarily full of love. Maybe full of fear, even hate or anger. All kinds of different things. And I believe those are all, they're not of the divine design. There is this, what's called divine design, that's in everything. It is, I think, the essence or the end, maybe the end result of attunement. Like, attunement is the practice within the Kriya system, and it's also the practice of coming into a greater attune, lined up attunement with the greater design of life and love and all that is in the higher realms of creation, the great truth of reality of who we are as beings. And we can either come into greater union with that and expression from that, or into greater separation and experiencing the absence of that. And so I think every time we choose to love bomb, to be a presence of love, bringing that forth into our world, we come into a greater attunement, a greater alignment with what's true, what's real, the most real. Because we got it both going on, right? Human and being, human and being, human beings. In one range, I've got this part of myself that people tell me about and I've begun to believe in, you know, and sometimes touched and tasted. But it's this eternal, present, ever-existing, already perfect, just being. And then I've got this part of myself that's like still trying to figure it all out and doesn't really know what's going on all the time. I'm developing, I'm learning, I'm growing. I'm constantly in this spiral that just never ends. And yet there's also a place of just pure stillness and existence. So it's kind of paradoxical, you know, this being and this process of becoming. But I can reach into the being of that which is already there, the ever-present existence of unlimited, unconditional love. And I can tap into that and be a channel to bring that forth and through as an expression of, a representative of, a helper of God in my own process of becoming, my own process of changing, my own 3D experience inside a space-time where change is the only constant. I want to continue to evolve. And yet, there's a part of me that's already evolved. It's weird. But yet I can draw upon that to feed the now experience moments. Because that's where the munition for the love bombs that you're dropping comes from. It's all around. We receive it in. Once we open up to it, and I think we open up to it by being a giver of that. Goes back to the thing Jesus said. Love thy Lord God, thy all thy heart, mind, soul,
strength,
might.
Strength.
Yeah. Give it everything you got. Love to the fullest. Whatever that means for you. Because each moment, each person, each situation is different. They'll call forth a different type of love. And some, that love bomb might just be compassion and understanding. And for another moment, it might be just a big old bomb of allowance and tolerance. And for another moment, It might be a support and a reaching out and understanding and a touch of care. You know, but it's all love. It's called forth in all these different flavors and colors and expressions for whatever's most fitting in that moment. And so whatever comes through, whatever you have in any moment, give that. Bring the love. Because it's not a duality of love and fear and two different things going on. It's a spectrum of oneness. And on one side is full, unbridled expression of love. Less, almost, not really any showing up at all. And then we call that the other side of fear, just like light and darkness. You know? And there's a balance point, I think, in this infinite spectrum of different levels that we could experience, where every time we come into a point of balance, we transcend into the next higher level, the next level of the spiral. Now, if we look at individual experience or collective experience, like in the world, there's a lot that says that we're out of balance. And how do you take something that's out of balance back into balance? Usually has to go back into another degree of imbalance on the other side. So if we can become here inside our lives, in our community, and holographically, vibrationally, representing out into the world, like a strike force of love bombers, that's a good way of looking at it. Like every day, my job is I'm bringing love. However I know how, whatever I feel is called for in this moment, whatever type of expression of love, I'm going to open my eyes to see it, to respond, and be there to bring it. It doesn't matter how it lands. It doesn't matter if anybody's doing it. It doesn't matter what happens from it. The point is, that's the vibration I'm in, and that's what I'm bringing.
Yeah.
And then we are helping bring the balance back to the mass consciousness of humanity so there can be a transcendence. It starts individual sphere, goes out to the immediate sphere, and then even further out into the collective. But we got to be doing it inside each, with ourselves, with each others, bringing the love bomb, accepting, receiving the love bomb, being open, being free to give. Just one long, continual choice. Keep choosing over and over and over again until it's not a choice at all. It's just who you are and what you do. So thank you for your bombers.
Thank you, Gary. This is who I am. This is what I do. It's a declaration, no matter what you are doing. This is who I am. This is what I do. So what is that? What's the way you say it, Karen?
Love is what I do.
Love is what I do. You know, the quote is, you know, about loving the Lord thy God with everything. There's a longer quote somewhere, and I can't find it, where it talks about more than those four things. But it's like making a point not to leave anything out. And just want you to have an experience. Just be in your body right now. Just close your eyes. Pay attention to your breath. Be thankful for the fact that you do not have to think about it. Your breath is available to you. It is taking care of you. It is bringing in the level of oxygen that is necessary. The atmosphere around you is filled with the right ratio of oxygen and nitrogen and all the other things that are there. Just be thankful for that for just one moment. Be thankful that your breathing is automatic, that your lungs know what they're doing. They are releasing the things that do not serve. Grab your hands together and just be thankful you have two hands that work. Intertwine your fingers and then open them up again. Grasp them like you're shaking hands. You have these beautiful hands. They are yours. They're serving you, and they allow you to serve. Think about your bum sitting on this chair. holding your weight, your spine, just holding you erect so that you may sit and walk and move and dance. Turn your spine to the right, turn your body, then turn to the left, and look up at the ceiling. And just realize how much your body moves and how available this form is. Put your feet on the floor. Stand on your, lift to your toes and rock to your heels. Feel the difference between how it feels to have your toes. They allow you to move, to walk, to run, to stand. You may also be aware of other parts of your body. I didn't mention your... So I wanted to go through all that because the second part of the commandment, love the Lord thy God with all your mind, your soul, your heart, and your might. What's the second part? Love thy neighbor as thyself. I know the experience of, well, that ain't that much. You know, like, I'm not all that in love with myself. So loving you like I love myself might not be a great deal. Seriously, you know, like, we are alive. We have this day. And then when you have deep appreciation for that, the ability to love another as you love that about yourself is very different than the judgment about, I'm too short, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm not a good speaker, I don't sing well, I've never gotten to be president of the class. Whatever it is, this is who I am, and this is what I do. I am who I am, and I love you because that's what I do. It's not a struggle. It's not, well, I got to figure out what... All right, now let's everybody go around the room and name one quality we can find that's good about each person in the room. I mean, it's not about that. It's about the angelic presence that is there. I love, that's what I do, and that's what you do. So loving you is like loving myself, and it's allowing this bomb of radiant experience to come in because you've opened to receive it, and you're now open to love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as you are loved by this divine presence. There's this beautiful poem in Chris Foster's book about the voice of who you are speaking to yourself. I have never left you. I have loved you from the moment I was with you. You may forget about me, but I never leave your side. I am here for you. I see your glory. I mean, the poem is much more articulate than that and moves me to tears when I read it because it reminds me of how often I have denied the very essence of being, which is me, which is love, which is deserving of the love of the universe and which is capable of pouring that out into the world that I am responsible for. In some ways, we think it's easy to love some easier to love some people than others. And that is a denial of the oneness of who we are. It's just more comfortable and more familiar. But the being they are is as worthy of your love as any other being. I know we joke about loving Donald Trump. Who he is as an angel is totally love. The fact that he has found a way to keep it hidden or that we don't see that side of him very much doesn't mean it's not there. Doesn't mean that a lot of what comes out of him isn't just the pain of forgetting. You ever look at someone who is acting like a fool and know it's because they're in pain? That they actually have forgotten the angelic being they are and the gift they've come to give and the privilege they have to receive the love that you have to give and the love of the divine, and they're suffering because they're starving. They're hurting because they've forgotten. I had a conversation with a friend of mine recently who's been conscious a long time, part of my life a long time, and he said, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to find that place right now. It's like we all have little ways sometimes that we know how to get back to being centered, and then sometimes we forget. An unceasing source of support and vision where you know the only thing you need to do is be present and take the next step, because you are backed up by the universe. You are backed up by that which animates you, that allows you to digest your food and to breathe. It is with you 100%. I have these quotes that someone sent me, and they're biblical, from the Bible, so it might annoy some people, but if you don't know this about me, I will tell you. I wasn't raised with the Bible. You know, if you go to Catholic school, you or Catholic church, they're just little stories that you hear. That's the same one every February 2nd. It's the same thing. Whatever the epistle is and whatever the gospel is. So I never even owned a Bible till I was like 30 years old. And I'm saying it only because I could understand how if you had it thrust upon you that it was imposing, it could be a big trigger. For me, I got exposed to it and I started feeling like, these are magical words. And I don't know why that happened for me, but it just did. I mean, I would hear them and I would feel something in them that was like the story of man. Or I was touching into the answer to the question I hadn't even yet formed in my head. That might not even make sense to you, but all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow. I mean, really, I have that experience of, I'm moved to tears. Like there, that quote in the Song of Solomon, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. And the first time I heard that, it was like, really? That I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine? That kind of union is real? And it just hit me in a place of, it wasn't, says who. It was like, I know. And that's like, where the frig that came from, I have no idea. And I just want to be honest with you that that's my experience, not because these words have been indoctrinated in me and so somebody else gave them meaning. These are things that hit me. So these words were sent to me and I just wanted to read them. In the context of what I'm talking about, of the beloved does not leave you. You, the angel you are, is present, loving you unconditionally and powerfully. As Gary said in our prep, a bomb of love does not give off deathly radiation, gives off life-giving radiation. Like the atomic bomb, put deadly radiation everywhere. A true bomb of love radiates love everywhere. So these are words of the beloved to you, from yourself to yourself, from the invisible, but it's all one. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through this fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Tricky little words, but it's saying, I am with you, protecting you, loving you, no matter what. That's what those words mean to me. And from Genesis, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. I'm going no place. You can deny me, you can forget about me, but I will not leave thee. And the last one is, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, unto the end of the world. Amen. I have commanded you to remember, not to follow some rule, not to follow these laws, but commanded you to love. You've got all the right technology inside you. You've got all the right technology in your own heart. While some of you might just have played along with the little ceremony we did, I got to tell you, there are many times, and sometimes many times in a day, where I have to say, I surrender because I have no idea. And I need some help. And just saying it allows a flow to come in to me and out. I have to let go of the limitations of my own mind thinking it knows. Sometimes I do. Sometimes it's incredibly obvious what's mine to do. I know exactly what's required, and I deliver. But sometimes I am certain I am going to screw up, or I already have, and I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what to do with this person who's come to me or who won't come to me, who won't speak to me. Anybody else have people who, the experience of people not wanting to talk to them? Or wanting to talk to somebody to make it clear and I don't know how because I know I didn't do it right. I'm ready to receive because who I am is love. It's who I am and it's what I do. This is what I do. And when that becomes your mantra, I promise you, you will find rest, peace, power, joy, communion, and the beloved will be yours and you will be the beloved's. And we're brave enough, courageous enough, wise enough to ask for it and receive it and give it.
Can I get a love bomb?
Love to you.
Thank you all.